Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. Welcome back. This is session two of our exploring page building. So last week we had a part one and a part two to look at Beaver Builder. And that was a standalone plugin that you could add to any WordPress site regardless of theme. And now some themes opened up more flexibility with Beaver Themer. Other themes basically just allowed you to use the content area of a page builder. And other themes get out of the way and give you a template option that allows a Beaver Builder to take over. Today, we are looking at a completely different type of page building environment, and that is GeneratePress. Most of you may be familiar with GeneratePress. It is, if I hadn't been working on VocePress and everything, GeneratePress probably would, that's been one of my ones that, wow, I wish I could have developed that one, because they've made so many right choices, or at least choices that I like in the direction of their development. But what makes this different and what we are looking at is only in the past year have they pushed out new systems that make it a page building system. So before, you could always use GeneratePress like a regular theme, and you'd have extended functionality of going into PHP, doing page templates, doing things like that. But in the latest iteration of GeneratePress, you now have what they call a block-based theme editor. Doesn't mean it's just the block Gutenberg, but yes, it does use some of the block-based Gutenberg, but it uses the functionality of GeneratePress that was called Elements. That allowed you to create a block of some type of a content, whether it was HTML, whether it was design, whether it was a classic editor, whether it was a widget, and then you could assign it with rules in terms of location, or whether it's going to hit a hook, whether it's going to do other things, you know, in similar manner to how VocePress handles the custom blocks that we use on VocePress. But GeneratePress has done it, gone even further. Now, what's interesting about the whole page building, which we're going to get into, in order to take advantage of all the functionality, you have to use this theme. Yes, there's going to be a bunch of functionality that I'm going to show you with the generate blocks, which is an incredible, simple four block plugin that is free. But what's really interesting is if you get into the concept of page building with Gutenberg, with the block editor, laying out stuff, these four blocks are basically all you need. And then if you use it alongside the GeneratePress theme, the world just opens up and you have so much functionality to the point where you can deal with basically a block-based theme builder. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today, because again, we're exploring page building. How can we create custom looking pages for custom post types, for pages, for different locations, without going into the code of the PHP, going into page templating. So what we've got here is I've got our test WordPress website. There's some different custom post types, as you can see here, where we've got some movies and testimonials and other things that we've got. I've installed GeneratePress. It's been activated. So basically everything is in there. You can always test GeneratePress out from the GPL share box that is over at WP Studio. Now, to get the concept of what using the theme GeneratePress along with GeneratePress is, it opens up the door to use dynamic data. So we're going to step through some examples before I start showing you actually building page templates, because we need to know all the little finer points in order to take full advantage of the page building functionality. So this is the new thing that Generate Press with version 3.0 came out with, and that with these elements. So you can get there from either the top admin bar to click on elements that will take you to this location. In the appearance menu, it will take you to elements. Or if you're in the Generate Press main section, you can get to it from the top bar. So elements consists of basically four different types of things. Now for me to demonstrate to begin with, I may not go through all of them, but you can see that when you go create an element, you can choose a block, you can use a hook, a layout, and a header. Now, most of what we're going to do today is in the block. The hook is just, I'll show you the bottom three. They're very simple to explain because they're very much like the old forms of sections when Generate Press had these things called sections. In the hook, when you go create something, it operates simply like how Voce Theme had that little hook box area and how Voce Press has their custom blocks that you can add to a specific hooks that exist on the theme. So what the hook area just allows you to not have to go to the functions.php file and do one of those add actions, add a function to that. You can simply put whatever content you want in here. Now, for the most part, you're going to be just off the bat using CSS, using HTML, and designing your own things. But a benefit, and this only comes when you're using Generate Press, you can execute PHP. So you could do PHP in here, but in order to do this, you have to turn this off of the WP config file. So remember, this is a define disallow file edit, and that gets rid of the theme editor and the plugin editor that is there. So we'd have to go in, if we wanted to do PHP in this hook, we would have to turn that off in the WP config file. And then once we choose like which hook we want to put it into, whether it's a Generate Press hook or a custom hook. So the custom hook would be something like if you needed a hook into WooCommerce, because maybe you have right before the checkout, you want to put a block of content reminding people that, hey, for today only, as a logged in user, you get a discount. Please use this discount code. Well, I could do that by putting a custom hook for WooCommerce or whatever for the checkout area. And then in my display rules, I could do something like only logged in users get to see that. Everybody else doesn't get that. Great way to show a coupon code for somebody that is in your, that is logged in or has a certain role or owns a certain rule capability. All right, so let's go back to the elements. That's what a hook is. The other one's a layout. The layout basically allows us to take all of the old school methods of Generate Press, where it's defines for, okay, are we going to, I'll just do this test layout. This is not page building. This is template systems where we can assign to a page or a post to use that template, where I can say, hey, our test layout uses content and sidebar. The footer has two widget areas. Am I going to disable on this? And I could simply do, okay, we're not going to use the featured image for this one. The content is going to be the default, and the display rules, again, same type of display rules in the other items, and the internal notes is for yourself. So when I do save, now I have, display. Let's do, because I want page, all pages. So by default, that template is now using, so if I go to my pages, and I go here to my, that's the page attributes. There's our layout. See, here's our layout. I can override anything. In the other section where I assigned certain layouts to go, basically, so that's what it's doing. It's giving you the ability to create this type of page template. So the generate press now gives you, without having to go into your PHP, without having to write a page template for the content area of the site. But again, it's beyond just the content, because we also have header stuff and we have footer stuff that we can turn on or basically turn off. Everything is turned on by default. And then let's check the last one. The header is, now we can go through and say, are we adding a page hero? That's that big bar that would be up top that might have text, or maybe use the featured image as the background with the fallback, a color. Are we putting the text in there? Are we merging the content? So that would be the content of the title. Are we putting the navigation somewhere? So we can assign this, but then at the same time, where are we putting this? Is it only going to be on the blog? Is it excluding the front page? Is it only for logged in users? So you can present different page heroes or those banners at the top of blog posts for logged in and logged out users. So all of those are elements that have been fleshed out to each one of these. In the past, you would have had to go to the functions.php file to use it. We're going to spend our time in the block area, because this is, yes, it's using the Gutenberg block editor, but it's also using the generate blocks, and it's doing all the dynamic stuff at a much better level than what Gutenberg does. So let's go over here to create our block. So at this point, we are presented with what looks just like a Gutenberg page editing area, but it's slightly different, because I'm going to show you. Let's just add one thing. I want to add a content piece first. And again, if you use generate blocks, you will recognize what I'm about ready to add. And that's these generate blocks items here. Now, notice now, because you're using generate press, we have two additional things which we'll look at in just a moment. But if you've been using the generate blocks with another theme, which is highly recommended, you're going to see that because we also have the generate press theme installed, we get a new functionality added. So I use the headline thing here, and we have a little dynamic option. So at this point, I can click on this dynamic option and I can choose something. What am I putting there? Am I putting the title for the blog post? Absolutely, I am. And I'm coming over here and I can now say, you know what? The location for this one is going to be for all of our posts. So when we create a post, this is what we are beginning to design. Now I can also do something like title, and then dynamically link it to, if we're on, maybe we're creating a, for example, maybe we're creating an archive, post archive. I might want to then turn around and say, this is dynamically going to link to the single version of that post. So I can start creating elements in here. Now, here's the other thing. When I do this headline, you might be thinking, well, the headline, why do I have paragraphs and divs here as something that would wrap it? Well, that's one of the neat things about this block, the generate blocks item, because I can put paragraph. Why would I do that? Because in the dynamic, I can now choose things like, oh, post meta. What would this be? This would be as if I created custom post types and I added custom fields, whether I'm using pods or meta box. And each of those fields might have a specific name. So I can just choose that, hey, my post meta field. And let's actually make sure we actually have one. One second. Let's jump into meta box, custom fields. Let's just add a field to our post. We'll make this quick post field. Because I want it to show. So let's add a field. It's just going to be a basic text field. This is the ID that I want. I want to remember this. So we'll make it very simple. We're going to add this to, it's already added to the post. Great. Let's publish this. We're doing something very simple. So let's go to that Hello World post. Where'd the Hello World post go? Did I delete the Hello World post? All right, let's just go edit this one. Muffins are awesome. Here's our text. Blah, blah. That's what I would need. Okay, let's update this. And if we then jump back to our site, going to our elements, I wonder if this is the one that we didn't sell here. Good. We're still here. All right. Let's go to this headline, go to the paragraph, go to the dynamic type, the post meta. Here's our field name. I type that in. And then this is how do you feel? I don't need to dynamically link it to anything. So I now have a how do you feel. Now the post meta is what we'll show. Let's make sure we turn this on for regular posts. So we're turning that on for regular posts. Let's publish this. Now, when we go to our, let me open this up. Let's go back to that post. Here's our, so you see, here's our edit with our blah, blah. Now let's go view this post. And you're going to see that interesting. I don't think I've cached. See, that should overwrite. And it should present it as a title. It's not. Let me just add a title to this test. Every once in a while, there are some tools that if you don't put a title, it doesn't actually save, and that didn't work. Let's assign it to Muffins Are Awesome specifically. See if we can get it to... Oh, because we need a content template. All right. I'll explain this side in just a moment, but we have to actually tell it it's a template. So now I should be able to come over here. Muffins are awesome. There we are. How do you feel? Blah, blah. So it pulled the custom field and allowed us to use the block editor within GeneratePress to change how this blog post look. Why? Because we go to this blog post, it looks like the regular one of the theme. We go to this blog post and it's using this as the page template for this. So all of a sudden we now have been able to build without going into our PHP theme and create a new template to assign. We are just using the editor, the visual editor, to do exactly what we used to do when we were building stuff in our sites. So yes, we're able to come in here and do everything from the title, the post date, the post author, the list of terms, comment number, post meta, term meta, author meta. So that's all we can add. We can add all that to the title tag. Now you might be sitting there going, well, what about content? How do I get content in there? Well, that's one of the things that now with GeneratePress, we have dynamic content. So I can now click on the dynamic content. And what are we doing? I want to show post content. So So again, this is the post content. I can come in here and maybe if I want it to be the excerpt, or and then I can do length. What about if I want the author description? So that would pull the author description from their user account. But this is how I can then add the content. So I use, we pull this up, I use the headline for the title, any custom fields we want, any author information, any date information, publishing, comment counts, all those type of things. Everything can be managed from this single block. Now, if I want buttons or down here, I can come down to the dynamic options as well, where I can now choose what is the text of this. So if I do this, it's going to put the title of the button, or I can write my own text in here that would simply be read more later. And I can then say, what am I dynamically linking to? That single post, or maybe you have some other, the next post, or read next article. So I can start working through all of this and really create some dynamic elements. But you'll notice how I only use the headline, the button, and the dynamic content, and I can begin to craft the page template without using any PHP, without using template tags, without using all that stuff. But it gets a little bit easier. So let's exit out of this one for just a moment. And let me actually terminate this one or kill this one, so we don't keep overwriting different things. Bear with me one second. There, it's trashed. Okay. So as we were playing around, and when I couldn't get it to work the way I wanted to, I moved something on this left-hand side. So example block. So where I believe everybody can understand all the functionality that you have down here with the location to exclude and the users, where we exclude it, who we exclude or add it to, all the different rules. Over here in the block element, we have many options. The hook is we can actually choose where we're going to insert this content. So whatever we design here using the block editor, whatever we design here, we can come over here to the block element and connect it to, oh, inside the navigation, after the primary menu, before the main content. Maybe you want to do a newsletter subscription. And so you put a newsletter subscription in here and you just jump all the way over here and find something like after content or after entry or after loop or some type of thing. After content. So it would simply assign whatever is here. Not the title. The title is for you to distinguish between the different block, but it would be whatever is inside here. So if you're using GeneratePress and you start saying, okay, now I can just hook elements, probably the first thing you're going to always want to do is create a container, because the container will allow you to dynamically add some background images, whether that's from the featured image or else, but it also gives you the control of the typography, spacing, colors, backgrounds, shapes, other things that you might have for there. And the benefit is if you use the members plugin or our members plugin that we forked without all the advertisements, you can jump in here to the permissions. And because you have done a container, this block container, we can control whether we want to show or hide based, show block to selected, logged in, users, whatever. It just is a easier way to, rather than going and doing fine grained control of, well, I'm only going to show this piece of content here, this here. You just create different containers, a container block that comes from Generate Block. Now you can do this with any theme, the Generate Block. The only thing you have to use the Generate Press theme for is when we get into this dynamic option that only operates with this theme. All right. So this was the idea here with the element of being a hook. I can also change this to be a site header. And the site header does exactly what we say. It creates a site header. So whatever we design here, basically inside this container, or if you don't use the container, wherever we assign it to whatever page, all the blog posts, or maybe only this blog post, this will appear in the header. It takes the place of the site header. So now you're starting to see, well, hey, now we're starting to page build by assigning headers to certain locations. Then we can assign page heroes. So this would be that big, huge, long banner or an image. This is also a benefit of if we do a container here for a background image. So basically, we'd have to come in here and we'd add an image. And then we come back over here to our container. Now we have add a background image. Oh, sorry, background image to this container. Let me hold on. I jumped ahead. Let me remove this one, remove this block. So I'm still here in the container. Over here on the backgrounds, we can add an image here, which would then make it dynamic. The reason why is when we add an image here for the background, this becomes the default image. And then if we are using this element as a page hero, if the page or the blog post that we're showing has a featured image, the default image that we added to this container would become the new container up there. So without having to do your code, without having to do conditional logic of if this page or if this post does not have a featured image, then display this default content. Because in this, we are just creating a element block that is a page hero that will be shown on this posts or all posts. And if it doesn't have something, we will have a default image. Otherwise, if we set this, and again, we didn't set an image yet, but if we did set an image, go back to the block, backgrounds, let's find an image, let's use. So we've got an image here, but notice how now I can go back to my container, and now we can say, this is for whatever post we're on, replace this image with the featured image. Use the current post. Now notice what I just showed you in this dropdown, because now we can start doing things like, well, what if you have, if you put a block or you create a container with a background image that says, go to next, read next post. Well, we could do a featured image from the next post, but the text could be a button that links to the next post. So I'll show you that in just a moment, but I'm just showing you that you really have incredible flexibility to customize this element however you want. Let me get rid of this just so we keep it kind of clean. Now let's go back over to our element. So page hero. The content template is exactly what it is. It's simply a content template. We have a post meta template. So post meta template, that is the post information like who's the author, how many comments, when was it published. Then we have post navigation. Post navigation is normally before and after. So that would basically, you're just designing your block to be however you want it to be. In which case, I can come in here and say, all right, let's create a container. Inside the container, let's create a, just so I can show you, a grid. And in that grid, we'll do two of them. So we've got two elements here. In this one, we are going to, let's make sure there's a container in here because I want to create a background image. Why? In this container, let's go to our, I've got to go to this block for this container. We're going to add a background, an image. Boom, boom, boom. add that image. Oh, let's add an image that doesn't have text. Sorry. You'll see why. So I've got my image here. But because I'm in here and I'm coming over here, I want to do for the featured image of the next post. Great. Now I'm going to add a block for text or headline. And this headline is going to come from the title of the next post. And we will link to that single post. So see what I'm doing here? I'm creating, and again, because I've got my dynamic title here, I can come over here to my typography. And now I can start saying, let's spacing. Where do I want it to go? We'll change the title. Let's put this, I want to make it go. Let's see. From the right, from the left, 75 pixels. Let's put it 150 pixels. So we're moving it over, maybe color, background color. Again, I'm just trying to make it a little bit easier to read, but we could create this button that now this background and this button, and again, I'm not doing it justice, but I'm trying to show you how most page building system, page builder plugins are not so integrated with the theme like GeneratePress is that I don't have this flexibility of fetching other page data when I'm on a different page. Does that make sense? It allows me to create things like styling a post navigation and then assigning that post navigation to certain areas. So rather than designing an entire page all in one, I'm creating blocks of content, blocks of design, that I'm picking and choosing where those pieces will be displayed. So post navigation, archive navigation. Well, what if I need a right sidebar and a left sidebar? Now those right sidebars on the left sidebars, remember early on when I showed you how you can design a layout? That's where we can begin to assign layouts. So there, if you're just getting started using GeneratePress to do advanced page building, I would recommend big time you have a piece of paper or a notepad or something that you can keep your brain connected. Because what this means is if I am assigning a sidebar to the posts, I probably need to also have a sidebar that I create that would go to pages. And then I probably have to have another sidebar, because if I don't do that, when I go over to my new layouts, like here when we were doing our test layouts, this is where we're assigning, where are we putting a sidebar? Is it a left sidebar? Is it a right sidebar? And is this test layout, where is this layout being used? Is it being used for pages or is it being used for posts? Well, if I know this is being used for pages, well, then when I'm over on this block that is going to be using right, left, or right sidebars, I need to remember that. And I need to remember where I've chosen to put this. Because you can have five different versions of left sidebar, right sidebar. And then based on the rules, display rules, both here in the blocks and in the layouts, that's how we're building. And then finally, we have the ability to build a site footer with a few items. Now, one thing I didn't show you in this whole time is hidden in this are little template samples to help you get started. In the elements section, and you're sitting here going, all right, I need to create a new way to display blog posts. So I know this is going to be for our blog. So we're going to override whatever blog the theme has. So for example, if we come over here, the theme, the blog is like this. I want to change the way that happens. So I'm going to come over here and do a content template. See this? It's hidden. So you actually think, oh, that's just a separator. Well, it's not. It actually has templates in here. So I come over here and I have different options where I can say, all right, let's do a layout with centered content. So I add my layout to centered content, and all of a sudden, let's just go ahead and publish just so you see it's been updated. I now come over here and look, all my content now has this information. It's already styled like this. Because I can dig into here and say, oh, this is the dynamic content. Here is the header block using the dynamic. I can see it's the title. I can see how they did a read more, which is a button. The dynamic information, just there's no text to it. It's just going to the single post. They type the text in themselves. The featured image in here is using the dynamic image. Where you can see it's a featured image, large, whatever. So we are given all this flexibility to basically page build, not in the customizer, like it used to be. You used to have to do all this stuff. You couldn't do all this stuff, but you used to have to do these type of things with GeneratePress in the customizer. Kind of like how VocePress, a lot of VocePress is still in the customizer, except the new custom blocks with VocePress operates outside of the customizer. So there's a lot of inspiration that was received from GeneratePress. So we have all these templates, and it's not just the content templates. It's if you say, well, what about my post navigation? Do you have templates for that? Absolutely. You have things like, all right, here's your post navigation. Where now, hey, we have post navigation. This is the one, if we can actually check over here, we can actually see that it's for the next post. This is for the previous post. And we can find different elements that would be, the page hero. You have templates that you can pop in, and now you pull up images that are using featured image, all those links. So using the elements section of GeneratePress is not something that you are simply going to say, all right, I'm going to design a homepage. Now you could do that. And aside, because again, each one of, if you jump back over here, if you do something like that, and normally what I probably end up doing is, all right, first we need to make sure we have our site header dealt with, and then it goes to homepage. Then we would go design the page hero. And if that page hero is on the front page, we would add a page location. All of those are things that you would have in terms of block elements. Now, I have seen some people do this, where they have done, this is our front page. Let me just get rid of this. So I'm going to pull this up so I can get rid of everything. Remove block, remove paragraph. Well, paragraph has to happen in order for the Gutenberg. All right. So what I've seen people do, they assign it to front page. They go to my element and they say, all right, let's start with site hero, site header. And what are we going to put in the site header? Page hero, they do this, hit the page hero. Then they say, well, what if I want to do content template as well? This is where the frustration part is. On some of the items, it doesn't let you add to it. But for the content template, then we add a post navigation. Notice how we still have our content template and we add a post navigation. it's going to add it too. So anything that has to do with the content area, you can add multiple elements from this side. But when it comes to like site header, page hero, again, yes, we can add those. Actually, we have two page heroes. Let's remove this. So we have this stuff. Let me actually add in a content template. No, it's going to. I need to add this, move this up. There. So now it's harder to see with the way this is laid out, because now it's contained full width. Our element itself is, 750. Let's go to percentage. There, now it's full width, so you can see it. So it's a little harder to see stuff because right now, GeneratePress doesn't allow us to specify which page we're going to design with. So if you're making a front home page, it's a little harder to use the elements for this. So in which case, I would be recommending that you either create your site header, your page hero, maybe your site footer in here, assign them using this location. Then when you are using your traditional page, add new page, and you're designing the rest of the page in here, then you can come over to your settings and go to reading and assign a static page where you're actually now the new page you just created, that becomes the home page. For all the other ones, like single post pages or archive pages, blog feed pages, custom post type pages, all of those can be handled inside the elements. But it's helpful to realize that when we're dealing with the elements, GeneratePress already blocks things out. When I say not blocks in terms of cuts them out, but makes them into blocks where I can reuse this site header wherever I want. And you can create multiple location rules. The site footer, I could create it and then just assign it to different things. So I could have five different site footers based on the location that I want them to go to. It's just, it allows you not to have to go to the PHP page template in the theme and dig in there, or you can do it all right here. Now there's one other area where the same thing with page builders, where the page builder has these templates that can get you started. There is a site library with GeneratePress. And again, you can choose, do you use a certain type of page builder? Why? Because it's going to load up specific, it's going to import a specific design if you use that page builder. If you don't use anything, you can simply just come over here. Here's the big difference with other page builders that use site templates. Many of the site templates with GeneratePress require you to load other plugins. Now, you may not want to load other plugins. And so you may have to spend some time looking that, okay, generate blocks is fine, but they want you to use Happy Forms. Well, if you want to use Gravity Forms or Form Studio or WP Forms or whatever, you're going to have to import this site template. And then you can build from there, but you load up the site template, then you're going to have to go replace all the Happy Form areas with whatever form you want. Then you're going to have to go deactivate the form. So there's a bit of a hassle, but if I say get started, this is what it's doing. It's going to install, as I said, Happy Forms free, generate blocks that are already installed, so we don't need to do it. And it's going to import the theme options. Let's just confirm. So I can just show you what it does. So it's making sure all the plugins are there, importing the content. Content is imported. Great. Now, all the site options have been done, so I can now view the site, and it literally builds you a site. Yeah, not just literally. Here's the services section. Here's the about section. Well, there we go. Didn't quite come over. Yeah, looks like that might be some of our own stuff. Oh, and see, look, remember how we were messing around with the blog and we were changing the way the blog looks because we are currently interrupting with our own elements. See, these are these elements that are added. So look at it. These are all the additional elements that are added from that layout, that imported style. So we do have our own test layouts that we were doing. But this is the other thing. I would encourage you that if all of a sudden you're like, okay, I like how Generate Press is working, and maybe I don't understand all the advanced things, go grab a test site. Import one of these design elements, because then you can go through, oh, author bio. Oh, this is a block that hooks into a hook. What is it? I can go basically decipher what's going on. I can click on each of the blocks. How, look at this. It's simply using headlines, containers, and buttons. How did they pull that off? How did they do all the social media stuff? Oh, well, they just assigned icons from the social media things. And then is there dynamic? There's nothing dynamic in there. It's just linking off. So maybe I need to make it dynamic or not. Or maybe I need to put my own little link in there or add in. See, they're all not connected. So I can see how they did it. And then I can see, oh, it's adding the location for all blog posts. And I can decipher where they are putting all of this stuff. So it's one of the benefits of playing around in a themes pre-made style area is it can give you ideas in which what you can with what you can do with the theme and the item. Now, notice what's happened. Because we had already imported something, Generate Press is kind enough to say, if you import something else, your entire site's going to get wiped. So the nice thing is when I told you to go get a test site you can play around with, it's like non-destructive because I can simply just remove what I just imported and it's restoring the theme to before I imported. So I can just jump back over here. All right, do we have our site? We've got our site back and our regular pages. And I can then come back over and say, all right, let's try something different. And I can see how they pull it together. Notice how this needs, it's going to install WooCommerce for you. It's going to install WooCommerce blocks. And it's going to give you a starter point. So the way Generate Press operates, you really don't need a page builder. Now, this Generate Press also basically says in order to take full advantage, you need to be using the block editor, Gutenberg. That's how you get a lot of the advanced functionality. So whereas Generate Press, you can still use Generate Press with page builders today. You don't have to take advantage of all the advanced Generate Press stuff. But if you are using Generate Press, why not take advantage of a whole bunch of the advanced functionality of controlling the layout, the look, and everything from the back end of WordPress? And then it really makes you question, do I need a page builder to be able to pull off what I want? You don't need any additional plugins to fetch and design page templates for your custom post types. That's all built in. You can do all that out of the box with the plugin, with the theme. And for that matter, the free Generate Blocks is basically all you'll need for it. Sure, there is a pro version on the Generate Blocks, but that's basically just giving you a few more settings for each of these blocks, as well as giving you more design elements. So whether you're creating a homepage, again, the homepage designing with GeneratePress is simply just going to go create your own page in Gutenberg, use the blocks that you have to build. Creating a single post page, we went over that as well. And that's where you're going to be using the elements. And then if you're going to be doing, this is the one thing I didn't show, if you're going to be doing like a 404 or a contact page, we can do that as well. It's simply just a block that we would design, put whatever you want in here. And then when we assign it, we're going to scroll all the way down to do something like a 404 template. And so now we don't have to go into our PHP template to do 404.php, design that. So page building is the block editor way. But the advanced functionality of the block elements and the location controls is not just a step above, it's many steps above just using Gutenberg on its own. But it requires the commitment. As I said many times, you have to use the theme to take advantage. Whereas unlike what we talked about last week with Beaver Builder or the upcoming weeks with some of the other page building plugins, you can just drop those plugins into whatever theme you're currently using. This requires a change in direction. So let me just ask a question, or let me ask if there are any questions. And if it makes sense what the new element sections and how you use them. Is anybody here actually using GeneratePress right now? I know there's a number of people in the WP Studio community who use it. Well, if you do use it or you don't use it, hopefully this exploration into what you can do with it is helpful. And I guess the other thing is just it helps to know what is out there so you can feel comfortable still using what you like to use. And this way, there's no more FOMO, fear of missing out. That's part of why I wanted to do this series of webinars is there are so many options out there, but I want you all to feel like, hey, I'm comfortable doing what I need with what I have, even if everybody else is talking about something else. So we'll get this recording uploaded and available for a replay. Don't forget, both of the Beaver Builders from last week are up in the library. And stay tuned, because next week we've got a double whammy where we are going to be looking at... what are we looking at next week? So let's jump on over to WP Studio, look at the training events. So we're going to look at Elementor on Tuesday and Brizzy on Thursday. Two very different page builders. Very unobtrusive, very in-your-face page building. Similar to Beaver Builder. Brizzy is basically barely there. Very advanced. All right. So look forward to see you guys then. Have a great rest of your Thursday. Stay cool in this heat, and I'll talk to you all later.